Duran's phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Who has the phone tap?
I do.
Oh, Danielle.
Yes.
All right.
All right, so Anthony is phone tapping his friend Ken. Ken's girlfriend made them go apple picking, you know, a couple weeks back. And not only did Ken not want to go, but he got in trouble for eating apples before he paid for them. So he was not happy. Anthony wanted me to call from the orchard and mess with him even further. So that's what I did.
All right. Here we go. Apple picking phone tap on today's phone tap.
Hello?
Ken, hi. This is Lori from Helander Elm Farm. How you doing?
What can I do for you?
It was brought to my attention when you were here the other day, apple picking. You and the girl you were with ate some apples while here without paying for them.
Excuse me?
Yeah, as you were picking the apples, you were eating them as you were going along. And those apples never made it in the bag on the scale. Because, you know, you pay per pound and stuff.
Yeah, did your employee tell you how rude she was to us when she confronted us about that?
You're stealing. How did you expect her to react?
Stealing? It's two apples. You're an apple orchard. I paid for apples. I paid for a hayride.
Yeah, you paid for the apples. No. You paid for the apples in the bag, not the apples that didn't make it into the bag. What if I went into a store that sold shoes and I paid for some shoes, but then I walked out with another pair and I said, well, it's a shoe store. You sell shoes. I paid for the shoes in the bag. It's the same thing.
You're an idiot.
Oh, no. You're a thief. Anthony, he hung up already.
This is not
okay, let's call him back.
Hello.
Really?
Yeah, I hung up on you.
Why would you hang up on me?
Because you're a idiot.
Okay, first of all, whoa.
Yeah, I think this phone call is already costing more than the two apples.
You stole two of my apples.
Come down to my job, and I'll give you the cash.
No, sir, I'm sorry. We're understaffed here, and you'll need to come to us. This is your responsibility, not ours.
So you want me to pay $10 in gas
yes.
to come give you $1.62?
If you hadn't been a thief in the first place,
you
then
are the thief. You guys are the thieves. You make people pay $9 a bag for apples.
It's for the experience.
And then $10 for a hayride?
When you go to the grocery,
that was the worst hayride I've ever been on. Worst hayride I've ever been on.
Listen.
It was crap.
Bucko.
What do you guys put that together with $1.62?
When you go to the grocery store and you buy the apples off the shelf.
I don't buy apples.
Okay, but when you do you get the experience of a hayride around the grocery store? I don't think so. It's all about the experience.
This is the kind of time you have on your hands to call people about apples? Are you kidding me?
Yes, because
you're not understaffed. You're just a loser.
Oh, no. We're understaffed and we have to chase down thieves that try.
I don't even believe you.
Why?
No, that's not true. You're lying.
No, I'm
that's
not
lie.
Lying. Thieves
lie.
Come in. Thieves come
Liar.
In all shapes. Thieves come
Liar.
In all
shapes.
You're the one who stole from my establishment, and yet I'm the bad guy. How does that work?
I'm not trying to make you feel like a bad person. I'm trying to make you feel like an idiot. You really know how to win over your customers. Do you think Bill Gates called his customers every time that someone's taken Microsoft from him? No, I don't think so. He's not an idiot like you.
Bill Gates is dead.
Bill Gates is not dead. That's Steve Jobs, you dumb.
Whatever. Doesn't matter because did they own an apple orchard? No, they did not own an apple orchard. You are banned from my orchard.
Oh, good. I'd rather throw my legs off than come to your orchard. You have done me a favor.
Yeah, well, here's another favor. Your friend Anthony just phone tapped you.
What?
Anthony?
Seriously, Anthony?
Anthony said you didn't want to go apple picking in the first place, and so
no.
You wanted to bust your chops.
No, I didn't want to go apple picking. I just did it for the girlfriend. It was all her idea. That's great.
This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, wow. You were a real Danielle.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
That was awesome.
I love my favorite phone taps ever. I had so much fun doing that.
It sounds like
tap.
You were cracking yourself up.
I was, yeah. Because that was so stupid.
I know Bill Gates is dead. What are you talking about?
I'm not trying to make you feel like a bad person. I'm trying to make you feel stupid.
Yeah.
I want to go to the grocery store to buy an apple today, but I want to have a hayride around.
Did you get the experience of the hayride around
awesome.
The grocery store? No.
You know what? I think the funnier phone taps are the ones where you guys crack yourselves up.
Yeah.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.